Welcome. Welcome to your first guided meditation on the sacred spiral in Find Your Soul's Purpose. I'm Janet Connor, and I'm delighted to be your guide on this first sacred spiral walk in the imaginal realm. These guided meditations came from my personal experiences in the spiral, joined by the experiences of many in the live Find Your Soul's Purpose courses. The guided meditations are designed to support you, to help you activate and expand your invisible senses, your clairs, so you can have a full, rich, multi-sensory experience of the spiral. But if anything I say is different from your soul's directions, if your soul offers other ways to walk the spiral, please follow your own guidance. To experience the meditation fully, if you haven't already, turn off your email, your cell phone, any noises that could interrupt you. Get comfortable. Perhaps you'd like to sit in a chair or on the floor or lie on the floor. Be sure you have set aside 40, 45 minutes of quiet and solitude. You may wish to turn the lights down so that when you open your physical eyes at the end of the meditation, it's not such a shock. Do you have a talisman? If you do, have it with you. And if you do not, don't be concerned. You may receive it on this first sacred spiral walk. And have near you a glass of water and your journal or sketch pad, because you will want to take notes after the meditation. If you have the Find Your Soul's Purpose essential oil or any other sacred oil or blessed water, you may wish to anoint yourself now before we begin. Every meditation begins by creating a sacred container. I will lead you in an invocation, calling in the archangels, expressing your sacred desire for this spiral walk, awakening your invisible senses, your clairs, and taking a few sacred breaths. The Tibetan bowl will now call us to begin. Our invocation. The sacred spiral is both the container and the contained, the birthplace and the accelerator of life, the dream that connects microcosm and macrocosm, human and divine, visible and invisible. The spiral helps us realize our place in the universe, not small, not insignificant. Oh no, we are an integral part of a glorious whole. The sacred spiral now invites you to enter the dream and walk your inner and outer journey to remember who you really are and why you are here. I will now call in the archangels who protect your soul wants five things with their colored lights and the meaning of their names. With purple blue light, Om Michael, who is like God. In the moonlight, Om Haniel, the glory of God. with bright magenta. Om Jophiel, the beauty of God. And with pale, pale butter yellow. Om Azrael, whom God helps. Feel yourself surrounded by those four colors, those four angelic presences, Michael, Haniel, Jophiel, and Azrael. And now, in the silence, call on your own angels, your own guides, and ask them to accompany you on your first experience in the spiral. Now, speak your sacred desire. What is your sacred desire to enter this spiral and to walk the sacred path, to remember who you are and the sacred purpose you are carrying into this life? If you are using a talisman, you can breathe your sacred desire directly into it and then place it in your actual pocket, your imaginal pocket, on your altar or somewhere nearby. In the silence, express your sacred desire. Let us now awaken our clairs, our invisible senses. If you haven't already, close your outer eyelids and tap your forehead, your third eye, asking, awakening the eyes of your soul. Now imagine closing the outer lids of your ears and tap your temples, asking, awakening the ears of your heart. The last thing we do to create this sacred container is to take a few deep breaths. Let's take three, filling our hearts with love and then releasing that love into the universe. With the first intake, with the first sweet breath, relax your jaw. With the second breath, relax your neck and your shoulders. And with the third and final breath, feel your whole body soften and sink into the chair or floor. With your next breath, Bow your head until your third eye is looking through your forehead at the ground around your feet. Imagine a pinprick of golden light in front of your toes. This is the point that opens the sacred spiral. Focus the light coming from your third eye onto this spark of golden light and simply watch as it expands and expands a bit more until it is larger than your feet. This is the round open door between our world and the imaginal realm. When you see this round open door, lift a foot in your imagination, or lift your actual foot and tap this door. Tap this circle of light once, twice, three times. As you tap the door, silently ask the spiral to please open and welcome you to walk its sacred path. Now watch from within your third eye as the door opens and you begin to see the spiral that has been hidden beneath your feet. This is a mystic spiral, so it will look different for each of us. The colors, the lights, the surroundings, the surface of the spiral path, all are uniquely designed and revealed for you. And for you alone. When the ground has opened wide enough for you to enter, call upon your guides to walk with you and witness your mystical adventure. If you are uncertain who your guides are, simply ask in the silence for someone to appear and wait to see who or what arrives to accompany you on the spiral. See your talisman with your inner eye. And if you are uncertain about your talisman, this might be a really lovely time to simply reach out your hand and see if anything is placed there. When you are ready, step through that round open door and into the spiral. As you take your first few steps, look down with your third eye and notice. Notice that there are four loops, just like the spiral you cut out. Each one is smaller than the one above it. You are stepping onto the first, the largest loop. As you slowly descend below the surface of the ground and begin to walk around the curve of this first loop of the spiral, you may wish to raise your head, still with your outer eyes closed, and look around. In the silence, look around with the eyes of your soul. Now slowly walk this first loop. As you walk, look at the spiral path itself with the eyes of your soul. Does the path have a color or colors? What is it made of? What's the texture? Is the path wide enough for you to walk comfortably, or do you have to watch where you're stepping? In the silence, notice all that you see about the spiral path itself, and notice if it changes as you step deeper and deeper into this first spiral loop. As you are walking, notice the space around you and around this first spiral loop. Is the spiral floating? Is it floating in endless space? Or are there walls of some kind, or lights, or colors? Is there anything around the spiral? In the silence, notice the space around you. Begin to notice how it feels to be on this path and inside the spiral. Is there a breeze? Is it warm or cool? In the silence, notice the air, the space around you. Breathe in deeply. Is there a scent? Does the spiral itself or the space around it have any kind of smell? Have you ever smelled this smell before? Or is this a mystical smell? In the silence, breathe in the scent, the aroma of the spiral. Have you been listening to the sounds around you on the spiral? Listen with the ears of your heart. Are there sounds as you walk? Are there sounds in the space? Is it completely silent? Do you hear the music of the spheres? In the silence, listen. Listen to the sounds, the music of the spiral. Are you alone on the spiral? Or has anyone or anything met you on the path or communicated with you from the space around you? Are your guides walking beside you, in front of you, around you? In the silence, notice all that is supporting you in your mystical walk. As you complete your downward walk on the first spiral loop, ask the spiral itself any questions rising from your heart, and listen to the spiral's wisdom with your spiritual ears, with the love in your heart. Speak to the spiral. Perhaps she has something to tell you in the silence. You are approaching the completion of this first spiral downward walk. So why don't you take a moment to tuck all that you have seen, all you have heard, all you have experienced, all you have learned, tuck it all, whether you understand it or not, into your spiritual heart. And then turn around and in the silence begin to walk back up the spiral, up to the surface of the earth, noticing once again how the spiral looks and feels and sounds and smells as you retrace your steps. And notice if as you walk back up, what, if anything, is different? As you begin to approach the surface, still with your outer eyes closed, notice what it looks and feels like to step up out of the spiral, through that round open door, and back into the physical world. When you are back on the surface, pause for a moment and say thank you to your guides. Say thank you to your talisman. Most importantly, thank the sacred spiral herself for all she has shown you, all she has taught you, all she has invited you to experience in the accelerator of consciousness. When you feel complete, when you have expressed all your gratitude, tap the ground 3 times with your imaginal foot, or perhaps even your physical foot, and the round open door will gently close back down, down to the size of a golden pinprick. And then as you watch, the light will disappear. With your outer eyes still closed, take a few breaths. Feel the air entering your body. And slowly bring your awareness back into your body, your space, this time. Haven't the ears of your heart been extraordinary? Thank them. Thank the ears of your heart for their divine listening. And then open. Open your physical ears. Imagine the lids of your physical ears opening. And notice a few of the sounds around you. And haven't the eyes of your soul been amazing? Thank them. Thank the eyes of your soul, your invisible eyes, your clairvoyance, for their divine vision. And then gently, very gently, very slowly, open your physical eyes and notice. Notice a few things around you. When you feel ready, still in the silence, drink your water slowly and consciously. whispering all the insights, all the wisdom, all the blessings, all the grace you received on this, your first sacred spiral walk. Enter the silence with your water and your spiritual gifts. The Tibetan bowl will now complete your first guided meditation. You may wish to soul write now, or soul sketch, to capture your experiences and continue to explore all that happened on your first mystical walk. Or perhaps you may wish to just sit with your hands on your chest, holding all that has happened in the sacred container of your heart. When you return to your regular day, return slowly, gently. Give yourself and your consciousness and your body time to shift from the imaginal realm into our physical world. You are welcome to return and re-experience this spiral walk, listening to this meditation, or perhaps now that you know what happens on the first spiral, perhaps you would simply like to enter your own meditation. You can do it in the silence with your eyes closed. You can do it in your dreams. You can do it in deep soul writing. You can do it in deep soul sketching. You're welcome to rewalk this first mystical spiral loop as often as you like. But then to integrate all that you have experienced, do walk the first labyrinth. You can download it in black and white or color on my website. And then, when you're ready, turn the page and proceed to the second chapter, the second spiral loop, loop two. Listen to your soul's stories. When you have completed those deep soul explorations, I will guide you on an exciting walk on the second sacred spiral loop.